You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What's going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I wanted to talk about how to always show up. It's important because if you're a pro, you want to adopt this mindset. There is a lot of people out there that want to become successful, but unfortunately, they're still adopting their old mentality, which is they are at the mercy of their feelings. If they wake up in the morning and they're pumped up, they're going to have an amazing day. But if they wake up and they're not so pumped up, they're kind of bummed out, maybe they didn't sleep well, maybe their stomach hurts, maybe they have a headache, and they start giving up slowly. Then one day turns into 2 days, 2 days turns into a week, and then they're completely gone. They're not committed and they're not sticking to their long-term plan. So to avoid this, I have 4 points for you. But in the meantime, I'm going to ask you if you can please share this podcast with someone that is on the rise just like you. You guys need to talk about these topics very often to keep the fire burning, all right? Point number one, be prepared for the not so good days. Have a plan to overcome them. This is huge, Game Changers. I know that I'm not going to wake up in the right mindset every single day. I am not kidding myself, all right? I'm not a robot. You're not a robot. So you have to plan for those days where you're not feeling up for it. How do you do that? You take about 15 to 30 minutes in the morning to reset your brain. That is all you need to do. All right. If you take about 30 minutes in the morning with no cell phone, no distractions, no people around you, don't talk. Either close your eyes and meditate or look outside the window and focus somewhere far so that it doesn't really distract you, but it's something so that you're kind of in a daze. All right. Once you start doing that for an extended period of time, let's say 2, 3, 4 weeks, you start realizing that it's going to be the perfect time for you to clear your mind. All right. Point number two is to make your current situation uncomfortable. I see this all the time. People coming up to me and saying that they want to open a business and they're working full time, but at the same time, they're spending 20 to 30% or even more of their, you know, money on things that are making them happy in the short term. So maybe dinners out, going on small little trips outside of town for 1 or 2 days and basically waste their entire savings account on things like that. Now, while there's something to be said about having a good time and of course, enjoying life in the moment, if your goal is to open a business or quit your full-time job, you have to invest money and time and commit yourself to sticking to this plan for at least 1 to 2, probably 3 years. So for that reason, you want to make your current situation as uncomfortable as possible without, of course, feeling overwhelmed or feeling sad for how your life is. Another important thing that you need to do is to get exposed to motivational content on a daily basis. There are a lot of websites, Instagram accounts, newsletters, you name it. There is so much motivational content out there. I always talk about this. Motivation is like a match. You light it, it lasts for a bit, but if you don't bring another match to the flame and you light the other match to keep the flame alive, the flame will die. Motivation will be there for a few days, but if you don't expose yourself to more motivational content on a daily or tops on a weekly basis, you will fall off the horse. Your motivation will not be as strong and you will see yourself not sticking to your plans. Point number four is to practice visualization. Envision your future self. I talk about this in my episodes a lot. Your brain doesn't know the difference between a thought or a memory, all right? So if you keep on visualizing what your life is going to be in the future, you're getting your subconscious ready to receive that. It sounds almost a bit too spiritual and whatnot, but it's not. This is actual science. If you think about something hard and long enough, you're going to ingrain it in your brain and it will be there even in the days that you don't feel so excited. So that's how you keep on motivating yourself. I hope you enjoyed these 4 points. Again, share them with your friends, talk about them with your friends, and I'm sure that in the next few months or years, you're going to have an amazing business, an amazing life that you can be proud of. Until next time.